Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today's Tuesday, September 12, 2023, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. And today we are reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 153, that third paragraph, in the chapter Working with Others, through one paragraph ending, Here is a Brief Account. And we're going to be reading and commenting on this one paragraph today. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Letty G., 12 Traditions, Alex K. Readers of the text, Larry G., Eileen M., and Lois P. The reference number for Monday, September 11th, is 20,617. That's 20617. And for this morning, Tuesday, September 12th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 20,619. That's 20619. Our newcomer greeter this morning is Susan H., and Betsy H. will do the announcements. Thank you so much to everyone for your service. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine, so we take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Letty G. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Letty G., recovered in Nevada. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. Number one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you very much for everybody for being here, and thank you, Dawn, for your service. I pass.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much, Letty G. I will now ask Alex K. to read the 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Thank you, Dawn. Morning, everyone. Alex K. in California, compulsive eater, living in recovery for today. The 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive eater who still suffers. 6. An OA group will never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside entity. Let problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you. Grateful to do service.
Thank you so much, Alex K. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share in what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're on page 153, that third paragraph, in the chapter Working with Others, through one paragraph ending, Here is a Brief Account. And we're reading and commenting on this one paragraph only today. I will now ask Larry G. to begin reading.
Thank you, Don. My name is Larry G., and I'm from California. In the chapter Working with Others, you gathered an idea how we approach and aid others to health. Suppose now that through your several families have adopted this way of life. You will want to know more of how to proceed from that point. Perhaps the best way of treating you through a glimpse of your future will be to describe the growth of the fellowship among us. Here is a brief account. You know, there's so many different ways that I could go with this paragraph. It's just rich. But I'll start with a glimpse of my future and the growth of AA. I came to the doors in 1981, and I witnessed the growth of AA in Sacramento. We used to have a trifold piece of paper with meetings, and today we have like a small telephone directory. I never felt part of anything. I never felt part of my family of origin. I never felt part of school, sports, Letterman's Club, Key Club, Toastmasters, Scouting. I never felt part of any organization I worked for 31, 32 years. And I didn't even feel part of my family, my former marriage. I was a good husband, an even better father, but I always felt I was looking on the outside. And that's alcoholism, the way I see it. That's alcoholism. And like I said, I came through the doors of AA in 1981. I finally found my family. I felt alive. I could not wait to get to my home group meeting in the evening. My great sponsors at the time took me everywhere in Northern California. They took me to speaker meetings. They took me to Big Book panel meetings, so candlelight, 12 o'clock a.m. candlelight meetings. We met people in restaurants. We 12-step people any place, any time. We greeted inmates who were released from prison and took them to their first meeting. I felt alive for the first time in my life. But I never felt that way in OA. OA has been my primary program since 1989, but I never felt that way. And the reason is because I felt better than you. I had come from the mothership. I had studied the Big Book. I had given study groups, retreats in the Big Book. I felt I was the reincarnation of Bill W. And it put a wedge between me and people. Of course, I wasn't absent. I think that had a big part of it. But when I came to a vision for you in May of 2020, the very first call, I just broke down crying. I felt like I finally came home. I felt like I finally found my fellowship, my home, in Overeaters Anonymous. And boy, what a fellowship this is. I love listening to the recovered members on this line and talk so passionately about recovery. I love the people who give unselfish service. They keep showing up. Don, Lois, all of you, Lorraine, everyone on this call who show up and give unselfish service. I've met some friends. I love the friends I've met in this fellowship. My friend from Pennsylvania, from Ohio, from Illinois, from New Mexico, my friends in California. I feel like we're soul brothers and soul sisters. And I love the new people who come this call, who courageously introduce themselves. I've had some of the most amazing conversations with the new person who still suffers, who wants to be recovered. And most of all, I love the fact that we study the Big Book one paragraph at a time. I didn't know it all when I came into a vision for you. In fact, my first vision sponsor, I learned more from her studying the Big Book than I did in my previous 39 years in Alcoholics Anonymous. That's saying a lot to the power of this format. Today, I no longer feel alone. And I love this. One of the greatest sentences, I think, is that our imagination will be fired. My imagination is fired today, and I love all of you, and I appreciate everything that I've learned on this call and will learn. And I pass it back to you, Dawn.
Thank you so much, Larry G., for getting us started. Wow. I will now take the names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Annabelle Z.
Annabelle Z.
Carolyn S.H.
Carolyn S.H.
Beatrice J.
Beatrice J.
Vanessa G.
Vanessa G. Okay, let's start there. Annabelle Z, Carolyn S.H., Beatrice J., and Vanessa G. Annabelle Z, please get us started.
Good morning. This is Annabelle Z from Seattle, Compulsive Overeater. And wow, what a great start to the meeting this morning. I just I couldn't relate more to Jim. And this paragraph is just such a... it's just an introduction for some. It screams hope, you know, and it says that you've found a place where there's hope. And my experience with this very similar, where I've been in the drinking program for decades prior to coming here. I also came into OA in 2020 into Vision for You. And I felt the exact same way that while I felt at home in the rooms of AA for so long, I finally felt like I really came home, because my disease of compulsive overeating was just so much stronger, more powerful, and had got me to so much depths of despair compared to alcohol, because I stopped drinking when I was so young. I was suicidal, but just the years and years of trying and yo-yo dieting and years of restricting and then binging and purging. It was just such a nightmare of self-centeredness, and just I was so isolated from fellows. And then, recently I stepped away from fellowship I just slowly kind of slipped away from calling people as much. And my sponsor passed away, and a lot of things happened in the last 6 weeks. And in the last week, I've reached out and made more phone calls, and I just like immediately have felt at home again and at peace and alive, like Jim was saying. Like I have purpose. Anyway, I just feel like just the gratitude just from the fellowship. There's just nothing like feeling at home and feeling like I'm in the right place, feeling like I belong, feeling like I'm loved. And I was reminded too that it's reaching out is not so much so that I can find out how you're doing so I look so good. It's not just also just about me, oh, I need help, I'm such a mess. It's just a mutual feeling of, hey, I have a disease and this is what I'm thinking today and I'd like to be helped to be thought, you know, be thinking on track again. And that's what we do for each other. And so 10 steps are just so encouraged in this meeting to reach out and do 10 steps all day, all the time. And I'm just checking in and sharing with others. And it's just been a miracle just getting back to, I mean, the food is quiet again. Everything is just, I'm just so much more at peace. And I couldn't get that anywhere else than I gotten from this group in OA. I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Annabelle Z from Washington. Carolyn SH, please share with us, followed by Mitris J.
Hi, good morning, moderator. Good morning, Vision. This is Carolyn SH on the East Coast in Boston. And oh my gosh, I'm so glad I'm on this call. I'm usually on the 7 o'clock, and I missed the first half hour of it this morning, so I came to this one. And I really appreciated that first share. I have been in OA since, oh, I don't know, maybe 8-9 years, took a little break, came back, been in Vision, or been on these calls for 6 or 7 years. And we've been through the steps a few times, and this last time I had 90 plus days and then had what a fellow called a gym moment, and thought it'd be a good idea to put whiskey and milk or whatever the thing is, didn't work out. So I'm back. I have 9 days today, and I made my first amends this time around this morning. And so all that to say, one thing I'm learning, this huge thing, and what's really interesting is when I read this chapter, this paragraph on my own, I was like, oh, what would I say about this? Like, I got nothing to say about this. And oh my gosh, just listening to one or two or three shares, for me, what I'm really learning this time around, and it's so much deeper, is the difference between the program and the fellowship and how much I need both, and how they're not the same thing. And I can get really off course if I think they're the same thing. The growth of this fellowship among us, for me, what I'm really learning is the fellowship is what keeps me in the, in the dark times, but not in the dark times, always, keeps me connected to the program. The program is the steps. The program is the steps, and that's not even like the solution. The solution is a relationship with higher power. And I get that through the program. And I work the program by, and more easily by being connected in the fellowship. And I really, the word belonging really resonated with me. I'm really now starting to feel a sense of belonging. And it's not with everybody. I don't connect with everyone in our fellowship, and that's okay. I love everyone in our fellowship, and I hope they love me the same way, and if they don't, that's okay too. But I was not timing myself, but it looks like it's been about 3 minutes, so I'll stop there. Thanks so much for having me in this later meeting today.
Thank you so much, Carolyn S.H. from Massachusetts. Mitris J., please share with us, followed by Vanessa G., and then I'll be taking some more names if you happen
Thank
to be
you.
Just... If you happen to be, excuse me, just 1 second. If you happen to be just joining us, we are on page 153. We're talking about that third paragraph, and it starts with, in the chapter, Working with Others, reading through that one paragraph ending, here is a brief account. So please share with us, Mitris. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm Metris J from Michigan. And I just like to say that I am so eager to work this program. I'm going through the steps again, and it's just been amazing. You know, I came into OA in 1990, and I used to have meetings in my home. I used to go on retreats. Me and the OA members would get together and exercise at my home. I used to have speaker meetings at my home. I also went to other meetings as well. And about the last 10 years, I just didn't feel connected to OA anymore. I didn't have that excitement. I didn't feel connected. It was the same old thing over and over, or it was people not getting along, and I just felt lost, but I kept coming back. Even though I was going through all those emotions and how I was feeling, I kept coming back. And that is the key for me, because now I feel so eager to work this program. I feel like I do when I first came in the program. And I used to hear people say, keep coming back. Don't quit before the miracle happens. And I just feel so good now. My thinking is changing. My life is changing. I have a new attitude. I love working with my sponsors. I have a step sponsor and a food sponsor. And I've been coming on these meetings now too, Vision, because I love hearing about the big book. And I have to say, that wasn't always the case. I really didn't like the big book. And I would come to Vision back and forth. But now I can understand it. I can see how it's helping me and what it's telling me. And that's a good thing. So I would say to any newcomer or anyone for that matter, just keep coming back. More will be revealed. Thanks for letting me share. I pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Metris J from Michigan. Vanessa G, please share with us, and then I'll take some more names.
Hi, everybody. My name's Vanessa G. I'm a recovered OA in New Mexico. And a shout out to my brother who let us off. I love this chapter. I am so grateful for A Vision for You. It has saved my life, and literally saved my life. It's been a long time since I went to my first OA meeting. I went in 1986 at the request of a friend at work, and I didn't want to look like I wasn't, you know, willing to do something about my weight. So I showed up there, didn't have an idea of what I was walking into, and walked out of that meeting thinking, you know, this isn't for me. I just really haven't been serious about dieting. And, you know, 3 years later, I was of normal weight, trying to survive on 500 calories of liquid protein, diet Pepsi, hard liquor, and prescribed meds for ADD, HD, and depression. And throw in a couple of packs of Marlboro Light Longs. And I wanted to die. I ended up in the beverage program, and 6 months later, or 6 months after working my steps in that program, I sought out OA again, looking for a spiritual answer. I wasn't looking, you know, to lose weight per se. I was looking for a spiritual answer, because the food had started to raise its head. And off and on over the next three decades, I thought I would get it over and over and over again, and my weight would zoom up and it would zoom down, and it would zoom up and it would zoom down. And the last time I didn't quite hit my highest weight, but I almost hit 300 again. I caught COVID and I was laying in bed, not only wanting to die, but really actually feeling like I was. I really literally felt like I was drowning. And out of the blue, an old friend called from across the country and asked me how I was. And I told her the truth, and she told me to get on the telephone. Just like Bill W. in that bar, I picked up the receiver and called the number for A Vision for You. And my life changed. It was like coming home. I recognized everything from the other program in this program, plus or including the allergy of the body, which had been missing in my program, and the people around me in my hometown. My hometown, over the years, I had tried bringing the, part of the Big Book to them. And, there were certain meetings that would read portions of it. But this format of A Vision for You, studying the Big Book, line, paragraph by paragraph, sponsoring each other, according to the instructions through the steps, this is what works. It's worked for almost 100 years now. And it's a beautiful thing for me. Life again. I've been resurrected. And, a couple of days after I came to Vision, a friend who had tried OA with me before called me out of the blue, and I had her follow me in. And she's now my buddy in program locally. So hopefully we can continue to spread this word. And thank you so much for letting me share this morning. I'm just on fire. Take care.
Thank you, Vanessa G. from New Mexico. We are so glad to have you here. Beautiful. Thank you so much. And now I'm going to take the names of people who would like to share in this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us today?
Eileen M.
Eileen M.
Marina. Julie P.
Was that Julie P.?
Yep, Julie P. from Minnesota. Thank you.
Okay, and was there a Marie in there?
Rena in New Jersey.
Oh, Rena. Okay.
Barbara W. in Washington State.
All right, Barbara W.
Sandra J. from California.
Sandra J., California. Okay. Let's go ahead and stop there. I have Eileen M., Rena, Julie P., Barbara W., and Sandra J. Eileen M., please go ahead and get us started.
Good morning. This is Eileen M., a recovered compulsive overeater from New Hampshire. And I'm just looking at the line that says, now through you, several families have adopted this way of life. So we're helping people adopt this way of life. We don't keep recovery to ourselves. We have to share it with others, because if we don't give it away, we can't keep it. That's what I've always heard. And it just reminds me of that line on page 89, working with others, is that it says frequent contact with newcomers and with each other is the bright spot of our lives. And, it really is the truth. I loved what people have been saying about continuing to make outreach calls and keep connected with other people. The purpose of my life now is not to just, go do my life by myself on my own, and leave my higher power out of my life. It's just the helping other people is part of the design for living. And, our purpose now is that we help others find a power greater than themselves that can be a problem. We as sponsors are like lanterns that are sort of lighting the path to recovery. And, whenever I feel like I've forgotten what it was like to suffer, and, when I forgot, I've actually forgotten what my last binge felt like. It was over 7 years ago. Thank you, God. And, the reason for that is that pain has a short memory. I can't remember what it's like, but I remember when I talk to people that are suffering. And, trying to help them as newcomers, or, people that are suffering with disease. And, I need to hear that, because it reminds me that I have to work my program every day, you know, whether I want to or not, because, you know, there's some days I don't feel like it. I just feel like, you know, getting up and just going about my day and not even, you know, doing anything. But I have to remember I have to do this every day, and I have to stay in fit spiritual condition, you know, if I want to continue having what I have. And, I mean, my life is so much better. It's just infinitely better than it ever was. And I'm so grateful, and I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Eileen M. from New Hampshire. Rena J., please share with us, followed by Julie P.
Rena in New Jersey.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, thank you. I am very grateful for this book. Tomorrow will be 50 months since I came into 12-step programs. OA is my sixth program, and I have 7 months abstinence so far and almost 2 months of keeping a 50-pound weight loss. And it talks about the way we approach and aid other people. I have sponsored people in my other programs, not so far yet in OA, but it shows that even though I may have helped a lot of people, there's still work to be done. And I do appreciate that because there's more that I can learn. I'm not working from a spiritual hilltop that I'm better than anybody else, but God has given me a reprieve. And that means now it is my turn to approach other people. And I was reading something in my devotionals the other day that talks about how to help people with gentleness. And it takes humility to be gentle with people instead of, you know, trying to tell them what to do. It takes humility to do that with the right spirit. So so what this tells me as a sponsor is just because I've sponsored before does not mean I don't have yet more to learn about improving the way I sponsor. And that's really it. Thank you. I pass.
Thank you, Rena from New Jersey. Julie P., please share with us, followed by Barbara W.
Good morning. Thank you, everybody, for your service. And I really want to say, my name is Julie P., recovered today in Minnesota by the grace of my higher power. I really want to thank the lead share for your share. I am just sitting here filled with gratitude. I found a vision for you 4 months into my OA journey, and I am truly, truly grateful for that. I have been through all 12 steps through a vision sponsor. I am now sponsoring through a Vision for You meetings, going through the Big Book, and it has changed my life. And I just want to say, I remember the day that I announced my name as a newcomer on a Vision for You. And a certain gentleman that started our share this morning called me the day I announced my name, and I had the most wonderful conversation with him. And it reminded me of how important it is for me to reach out to newcomers. So I just want to give a shout out to the newcomers that if you have not announced your name yet, I highly recommend that you do. It's all part of the program. And it has kept me now sober for 14 months and maintaining my goal weight for the last 6 months. And I live in an area in northern Minnesota where the closest in-person meeting to me is 75 miles away. I have never been to an in-person OA meeting. And I've learned that through this program, we can get recovery if we're ready. And I just really want to say thank you to all of you who keep coming back so there's a meeting when I need it. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Julie P. from Minnesota. So grateful to have you with us on the lines. Barbara W., please share with us, followed by Sandra J.
Good morning. This is Barbara W., and I live in the state of Washington. Wow. I am holding an old book, an old big book that I had for a number of years. I noticed entries in here from 1990. And just recently, I once again did another round of the 12 steps with a very loving sponsor and someone I highly respect and value in my life. And the one thing that a lot of those lines, this is a rich paragraph, but I latched on to how we approach and aid others to help. And I picked up one sponsor, one sponsee, and I've noticed she's been teaching me a lot. In that she's had a number of sponsors, and part of me starts to go into the comparison thing, which never works. And I've learned this: how do I approach it? I'm a retired teacher, and I really enjoy mentoring and guiding people. And this program has given me a vehicle from which to do that in such an incredibly valuable way. So I listened and I heard people talk about the gentleness, and sometimes I was a bull in a china shop. I was just, you know, sort of letting people know this is the way you do it, blah, blah, blah. And now with my background, long retired from that, my background and listening to how I can work with, let's say, any other person that chooses to have me for a sponsor, that I'm not out here to convince her or him, and I'm not out there to say you must have this program or you're never going to make it. So I am learning to be gentle. My old age, I'm 77. And even with my adult children who are now in their mid-40s and one just turned 50. And
time.
Thank you very much. And so I'm learning how to be a better sponsor in guiding and not taking, in quotes, any credit. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Barbara W. from Washington. Sandra J., please share with us, and then I'll be taking some more names. Just a quick reminder, we are on page 153, talking about that third paragraph that starts with, in the chapter Working with Others, through that one paragraph ending, here is a brief account. We're talking about that paragraph today. So Sandra J., please share with us.
Yes, good morning. This is Sandra J. I'm so glad to be online and being a part of this fellowship. This paragraph really struck me, the very first sentence in this others to help, that we're guiding others to help. And that there goes exactly what gives the strength in this program. This is a program about health, physical health, mental health, emotional health, spiritual health. And it's because of this that I'm able to, you know, come back, go to OA, and also come back to OA when I need it. And I need this program. And sometimes I have to learn over and over again, you know, that I need this program. This is not just a me program, it's a we program. And I get so much out of OA. And right now, the way I start my day is by reading this book with fellows like you that's on the line now. And it keeps me calm, you know, and it keeps me motivated to live spiritually. And I have so much to learn, and I want to continue to be here. I left a program that focused mostly on health, not on health, but it focused on food. And I struggled with that and struggled with that and wondered why I get that. And it's because this is not a program just of food. It's a program of health for me. And I just feel so lucky that I found a Vision for You. And I am looking for a sponsor. I'm letting God guide me. And hopefully God and I will reach out and be able to find a way to continue in this program. So I thank you all for being there, and I appreciate you having this opportunity to share, which I don't do a lot. But I, you know, I find that when I do it, how powerful it is for me, and I really appreciate it. So thank you. This is Sandra J. from California.
Thank you so much, Sandra J. from California. And I'm now going to take the names of people who would like to share in this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share?
Liz A.
Liz A.
Carly B.
Carly B.
Yes, B. Thanks.
Okay. And one more name. Okay, let's go ahead
Vicky
with Liz.
T.
Vicky T. Okay, go ahead, Liz A. Please share with us.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for your service. This is Liz A., recovered compulsive overeater in Los Angeles. I related a lot to the first speaker. I got sober in the beverage program in 1987, and, have stayed sober in 36 years of sobriety. And when I came into OA, I just thought it was so different and that it would never work. And I kind of had this resentment because my sponsor in AA has been one of my best friends and sponsor for over 20 years. And in OA, people just, it seemed to me that sponsors just dropped you after you worked your steps and then you were untethered. And that's what had happened to me, and I had relapsed. And then I decided that I was going to make this my program, and regardless of how people worked their program, I was not going to leave my sponsees untethered. And I was not going to say, I'm not your friend. So when I sponsor, I say, I am your friend, and I want you to succeed, and you teach me as much as I teach you, and I won't leave you untethered. And I, you know, I really think that that's a big part of what makes AA's success rate higher than OA's, because in OA, it's almost like people drop off, people come in, people drop off. And sometimes it makes me sad to think about that. But, you know, I don't need to focus. I'm not fighting anyone or anything these days. I need to focus on me and what I want to do. And so that's how I want to see my fellowship grow and the people that I sponsor. And with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Liz A. Carly B., please share with us, followed by Vicky T. And just take a 2-minute share if you could.
Sure. My name is Carly V. From Michigan. I'm a compulsive overeater. Thanks for everybody sharing on the line today. I am not sponsoring anybody yet, but I'm very, I guess I'm nervous, but I'm very excited about getting to that point. I've been in OA for a few years and never had the recovery, I guess, to think I could sponsor somebody, but I'm still recovering, but I'm on the track there and I can see it coming. And I'm just really looking forward to it. Cause I've been working my program differently the last, 7 months with a new sponsor and finding Vision for You and finding all these new resources. And part of the thing I'm doing is outreach calls every day where I never did that before. I never connected with people outside of the meeting, other than my sponsor. And it's just been amazing to do this with other people and not be doing it alone. Because my disease tells me to isolate and it tells me that, you know, other people don't want to talk to me and or I should be able to handle this on my own or, you know, all sorts of things like that. But talking to other people on the phone has made all the difference because I hear my story and other people's stories and it just I don't feel so alone with it. It gives me hope and encouragement and it feels so good, too, when I feel like I've helped other people, too. Either just, you know, being a listening ear or sharing something I heard from somebody else in program or whatnot. But that really lifts me up and really pushes me to keep going. And so I can imagine what going to the next level or, you know, once I get to the 12th step with sponsoring will do. And I just imagine it continuing to push me to grow like this program has done and continues to grow . I'm just so amazed. You know, just how much I keep learning, just working this program every day. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Carly V. Vicki T., please share with us, and we just have about a minute to share for you.
Okay, just let me know when my time's up. Thank you. My name is Vicki T. I'm here in Florida, and I've had the gift of being able to sponsor other people, and it's just such a joy. You know, I'm an effect person. I need that effect. That effect that the food gave me, that sense of ease and comfort. And I get that from sponsoring others. It's just such a warmth and a pleasure. But I really want to talk about my own health, the glimpse into my own future and the growth of the fellowship around me. I like what was shared before. For me, there is such a difference, and I just learned this time around, between the fellowship and the program. And both are so important, but they both have their place. And my return to health, I was, you know, I've been in the program a very long time, but I recently just came back. I was so sick. I was so sick, not just from the food, but emotionally and spiritually, completely bankrupt. And this program has saved my life. And especially, I know Vision for You is just a meeting. Thank you so much. And I'll just wrap up and say, but it has really changed my life because it's Big Book focused. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Vicki T. from Florida, and to everyone who shared. We'll now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Eileen M. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Good morning. This is Eileen M., recovered compulsive overeater in New Hampshire. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.